SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Today it's day two of an inquiry into a mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport earlier this year. It killed dozens of people.
A helicopter involved in a deadly January crash with a passenger plane over Washington was flying above its height limit. The helicopter's altitude measuring instrument was also inaccurate. NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy.
We did testing in May that shows concerns with the altimeters, the barometric altimeters on the UH-60 Limas.
Hearings on the crash will continue focusing on military helicopter routes, collision avoidance technology, and air traffic controller training at Ronald Reagan National Airport. The crash killed 67 people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's nothing yet on a motive for the murder of two parents who were killed in front of their two young daughters. It happened along a hiking trail in an Arkansas state park. The suspect, 28-year-old Andrew McGann, is under arrest. The two children were not hurt. They're now in the care of family. President Trump says that even if lowering interest rates did drive inflation higher, there's an easy, time-tested remedy.
If that happens, what you do is you raise your rates and you do what you have to do to stop inflation. But we're keeping the rates high, and it's hurting people from buying houses, and we don't want that.
The Federal Reserve has once again refused to lower interest rates, but this time it was not a unanimous vote. Two Fed board members support a rate cut. In the end, the central bank voted to hold rates right where they are. Tomorrow is the president's deadline for other countries to reach trade deals with the U.S. or face sharply higher tariffs. Stock futures higher on Wall Street this morning. The Dow futures up 111 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 309 points. This is SRN News. Christian countries are on the wane.
According to the Pew Research Center, Christian nations, defined as those where a majority of people identify as Christians, make up 120 of the 201 countries and territories on Earth. But that's down from 124 in 2010. The four countries that fell out of the majority Christian ranks over the past 15 years are the United Kingdom, France, Australia, and Uruguay. Elsewhere, the ranks of the religiously unaffiliated are growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While religion remains an important part of life in the U.S., things are much different for our neighbors to the north. The rate of regular church attendance in Canada is far lower than in the U.S., and evangelical Christians have nowhere near the political clout in Canada that they have south of the border. There are, for instance, no major campaigns in Canada to post the Ten Commandments or to protect the life of unborn babies. This is SRN News. The U.S. and Israel oppose an announcement by Canada to recognize a Palestinian state. The latest in the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Prime Minister Mark Carney announced on Wednesday that Canada would follow France and the United Kingdom in recognizing a Palestinian state at the United Nations General Assembly in September. U.S. President Donald Trump responded quickly, tweeting out a warning that such a move would make a trade deal between the North American neighbors difficult. President Trump had been clear in his opposition to the statehood plan, arguing it would make the ongoing negotiations to end the hostage crisis and arrive at a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas more, not less, difficult. Supporters of the Jewish state, led by hostage families, expressed strong opposition to the French-led plan. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
Find more details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.